Okay, so now let's move on to the proper agenda item. I know we are slightly behind schedule, but I hope we have used our time fruitfully to solve some of the issues. Okay, all right, as long as we are progressing, I'm happy. Okay, so the next agenda item is the updates on the Avenue of Stars. Oh, okay, sorry, thank you. Oh, okay, good. First of all, I would like to thank the team for waiting for us. Sorry for the delay. So I would like to welcome the foreign representative to this meeting from LCSD, Ms. Elaine Yeung, Ms. Heidi Ju, Ms. David Zhang, and from New World Development, Mr. Jeff Tong, Ms. Fiona Wang, from Urbis Limited, Mr. Kenneth Zhang. So LCSD and New World Development has last updated this task force on the progress on the enhancement of the Salisbury Garden as well as the Avenue of Star and the Tsim Sha Tsui East Promenade in September 2016. And they are now here to report on the latest work progress, including, you know, the subsequent opening of the Salisbury Garden, which I think a number of members has already been there. You have conflict of interest to declare, right? Is it? So, and now I would like to formally invite members to declare interest. Please, Anthony.
I'm working for the architect firms with a consultant for the proponent, and though I'm not personally involved in this project at all, so I just want to see how should I stand.
So let me clarify, is your company directly involved in this project?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Okay. In this case, I would suggest that you would refrain from giving comments, but you may stay to listen to the conversation. Is that okay? All right. Good. Yeah. Any other member want to declare conflict of interest? Okay. If not, then let us proceed. I would like to invite Ms. Elaine Yeung to kickstart this presentation. Please try to keep it within 20 minutes. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members. I would like to report progress on the renovation of the Avenue of Stars. LCSD presented the revised design of AOS in September 2016. And thanks for your advice and support. We have been in full gear to take the project forward. New World Development has invited James Corner Field Operations to take charge of the design and renovation of the AOS, as well as the Salisbury Garden, to ensure a holistic transformation of the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront. And the Salisbury Garden was opened last December, and it is under LCSD's management. Now I would like to invite our Senior Project Director from New World Development to lead us through the progress of the AOS, and starting with some highlights on the design of the Salisbury Garden. Jeff, please.
Good morning, members. Thank you, Elaine. Actually, we are pleased to come here again to report the progress of Salisbury Garden and AOS. So I know time is tight, so please bear with me because we have prepared quite a bit of materials. I'll try to expedite. All right. I think we still remember what Salisbury Garden looks like before the revitalization. It's a nice garden, honestly, but somehow I think it lacks the connectivity from Salisbury Road to the harbour, and the greenery and the provisions are not very usable to the public. So when we presented the scheme, sustainability, usability, green lawn, greeneries, and visibility and connectivity were the main theme of the design. This is the actual photograph we took, which resembles very much of the original design intent, and we are very pleased with the final outcome. We have invited James Corner to do the overall planning and design together with the Avenue of Stars, of course. And he has created a lot of features like the trellis and also the planting walls whether it's green wall or the sculptural walls for planting. And together, actually, he worked very closely with the team and also some local architects to come up with some extraordinary design for the toilets and even for some of the stews. These are some of the highlights that we capture after the reopening of Salisbury Garden. The lighting, the lawn, the water features, everything is very user-friendly and enjoyable. The lawn, the sitting for people to have a chat or have a lunchbox, the toilet, which is very, very, how should I say, very, very nice. I would just say very, very, very nice. I will show you some photographs later on, if you will permit me, or you are very welcome to visit that after the meeting. And also the Harbour Terrace, which is actually very welcome by the public. At the night of the opening, I saw a lot of people actually gathering there to oversee the SOL and also just for the Harbour View. This is one of the presentation material that we showed you earlier, back in 2015 and 2016. And this is what we have delivered. I'm sorry we cannot deliver the blue sky when the picture is taken, but basically all the required connectivity, the leisure, the green lawn, the trees, the shading have been provided. We engage a very small and young architectural firm to design some of the stews for us. These are supposed to be movable, but somehow we do some innovative ideas together with the designers so that this is reuse of the old water bottles to make it in a way not easily abused, but somehow it's easily movable. On the timber deck, right next to the art square, where the food trucks are being located. So during lunch times, evening, a lot of people actually sit there to chat, have a lunchbox, enjoy the sunshade by the trees. Light pole design actually provide just the suitable amount of lighting for the timber deck and the garden. This light will be used in AOS as well. I will tell you a bit more on this later on. A bit of the present with lights, natural ventilation, and the kind of serenity and calmness that you won't find in ordinary public toilets. Different type of green walls, again, rarely seen in existing public open spaces in Hong Kong. Designed by Lab, a young architectural firm, together with a lot of consultancies. after opening, actually, there are a lot of reviews, positive reviews by the public and the media, and also from a lot of public medias and Facebooks and Instagrams give high regards for the design and the openness and the specialty of this garden. Right. So Salisbury Garden is open. The next one will be AOS. A bit of the recap from what we presented last time, the greenery, the sitting, and also the shade will be increased. And based on your comments given to us last time, which are a more sustainable AOS, the lighting installation, not to interfere with visitors' photo taking, movie elements should be further enhanced and strengthened, and we should not build any fence around the statues of Bruce Lee and Anita Mui. And the last thing will be enhanced land and water interface. So we seriously took a look, study all these, and come up with a little bit of, come up with a solution, hopefully, for the members to consider. So these are the existing conditions of the AOS, especially the one at the top left-hand corner. Most of the precast elements of the structures have been installed, so we still need to complete the rest of the area. But as you can see from the photographs, basically we use barges. We use barges to deliver and install all the major components. On the top, on the bottom left-hand corner, we are actually installing the cladding right now. And the bottom right-hand corner, we show the new drop heads. The drop heads that we have, that brought us a bit of a problem in the past, but we finally come up with a permanent solution. This is a short video showing the construction process. At the very beginning, actually, we saw cut all the slab and we take out the defective or the dilapidated RC beams. All the construction works and demolition work were done by barges. Originally, we thought we could actually repair the concrete crosshead, but somehow when we start the investigation work after removing of the beams, we found that the conditions of these 28 drop heads were very, very different. Some of them were very different from the result that we got at the very beginning, so we started to discuss with the consultant team and CEDD and relevant government department to see whether we could come up with permanent solutions to these drop heads. So finally, after a period of extensive studying, we decided to build a new drop heads for the new bridge. Thank you, Edwin. So instead of keeping the original drop head, we decided to take it away. We saw cut most of the drop heads with machineries, and then we removed the remaining part by hand. And then we installed permanent steel collars to the pile heads. And during that time of demolition of the existing drop heads, actually we do a new precast mold and redo the pile heads with precast concrete, prefabricated elements. This is the procedure of installation. And then we put in extra reinforcement and we pour the concrete. All these actually took us quite a bit of time to complete the new drop heads compared to the original schedule that we have in just repairing the drop heads. After all the drop heads have been completed, we installed the new beams. Again, by barges. after all the structure has been installed, there will still be some in situ concreting we need to do. At the same time, we will do we'll install the precast cladding for the railings and also other elements like the steel trellises, the seating, the precast planting, etc. I think after all the installation of the heavy elements like the trellis and the precast planters, the barges will not be needed for the final fixing works. So this is the latest construction timeline. We target to complete all the works by Q4 2018, which are actually the rough sequence of work are depicted below. So I think the final thing will be around Q2 2018 to February 2019, which will be doing all this E&M, paving, lighting, trellis, and also the handover. So we target to reopen the Avenue of Stars in the first quarter of 2019. All these are actually due to the weather. In last year, actually, we have a lot of typhoons. We have recorded 18.5 days for inclement weathers. But also take note, because we're using barges, so whenever there's a typhoon coming, the barge has to leave one day in advance. So and also we need to do extensive reconstruction for the powerheads rather than just repairing it. It causes quite a bit of time and cost as well. Right. So Fiona, remind me, it's February 2019, not Q1. The trellis fabrication is actually in progress right now in China, in the factory in China. All the precast cladding has been concreted and ready to be delivered, and some of them have been delivered to site already. The precast seat is have all been constructed and will be delivered when the precast cladding is completed installation. All the precast pavers again has been prefabricated and waiting to be installed. One thing I would like to give a bit more elaboration today will be on the sustainability of the new AOS design. Because last time we were asked to give more sustainability and green features to the AOS. I would like to report that actually we have a register for SITES. SITES is something equivalent to LEED and BEAM, is regarding a certification of green open space and sustainable open space design. So it includes design and planning, construction, and the future operation and maintenance. AOS is the first SITES project in Hong Kong and mainland China. We have 9 major sustainable highlights. The first one will be we are using bio-based wood substitute for the timber chairs and also for the railings. We have innovation for the green trellis design, which I will deliberate a bit more later. And we are proposing to use the first wave energy demonstrator in Hong Kong and China as well. All the pavers are low solar reflectance with 30% recycled glass content. And we will be using low water consumption planting, which we have already tested on site and are being grown in the greenery. We will be also using multifunctional LED lamp, which I will tell you a bit more later. The prefabrication elements have all been completed, and these actually in doing so actually minimize the pollution to the surrounding. Again, to cope with the latest government policy, there will be no sale of plastic water bottles in AOS. And in the future operation, we will actively conduct green education tour to the harbourfront and also to demonstrate to the public, the students, on the sustainability highlights of the AOS. The pavers, we are using non-reflective pavers with 30% recycled glass content. The bio-based wood substitute actually are from rice husk, and is a German product manufactured in Malaysia. The green trellis actually has five major points. The first thing is we will have misting system installed at the trellis so that it will splay water mist when the weather is hot. It will cool down the person who is actually sitting down inside the trellis and cool down the environment as well. We will have lighting and speakers concealed inside the trellis. There will be extensive shading provided, and because we are using an open design, we will have sufficient cross ventilation to drain the heat away. And there will be climbing green on top of the green trellis. In terms of the design, actually we designed it as if it's like an umbrella. So it has a very narrow support at the base and very widespread at the top. We'll be using a mix of native and adopted plant species, which are both low water consumption planting. We are testing all these plants on site. And in the nursery, we have also pre-grown some of them, especially the climbers, so that when we install them, it will be in a good and healthy condition. And we target actually to install 6 months or 5 months before the opening of the AOS. The lighting is a low energy consumption LED lighting design. We integrate the Wi-Fi, mobile signal, security camera, speakers, and power supply into one single lamp pole. So it will look really neat and tidy in the new waterfront. And the lighting are all dimmable and are actually installed underneath the railing. So when you take photograph of the harbor at night, there will not be any glare affecting the photo that you'll be taking. All the precast element during constructions, and we actually reduce all the on-site pollution by prefabrication, and also all these demolished concrete materials have been delivered back to River Trade Terminal for recycling and reuse. We'll provide drinking fountain and water refill facilities and waste separation and recycling. Actually, we will during the management, actually we will encourage people to take away what they brought to the AOS so that they won't pollute the areas. We will conduct green education tour about all the green features and sustainable features in AOS. One thing I would like to propose to be installed as a pilot scheme or a green education tool is a wave energy demonstrator. This is actually in a way like a yo-yo but installed upside down. So there is a generator at the bottom. So whenever the feature actually flows, whenever there's a wave coming in, it will generate electricity. It's been used in Bali and also in other areas for demonstration as well. So I think it will be a very good feature to be used in AOS to bring the awareness of what the water energy can do for us, and maybe it will be very inspiring for future Hong Kong's sustainable development as well. Another thing that I would like to touch on is our plan for the future management mode. In the past years, actually, we are more like a guard, like the one actually in your lobby of your apartment, to safeguard to make sure that the space is clean. There's no one coming in to cause trouble. But somehow, I think to us, after all these years, we think we could do a bit more. So we would like the main theme would be Harbourfront in action. We would like to transform TST Waterfront into a movie, art, and cultural hub, which is actually part of the theme of the LCSD when they are actually enhancing the cultural center and the Museum of Arts. We would like to provide a leisure waterfront promenade for both locals and visitors, and it will be a new destination for cultural happenings. This is what you saw when the AOS was operating in the past. we will have fencing actually surrounding all these statues. Nobody can get close to them, and the handprints are actually on the floor, which is obstructing the circulation and not very decent for people actually trying to get in touch with the handprints. In the new design, actually proposed to relocate all these statues back to the waterfront. These actually indicate the rough location of the various statues and the handprints. Originally, in our presentation in 2016, we proposed to install them in the Garden of Stars. But after discussing with the Hong Kong FAA and other stakeholders, we think it would be best for the handprints to be relocated back to Avenue of Stars, but we will put them onto the railing. We will do a new base for the statue so that it will be look a bit more contemporary and merge with the new design. This is a conceptual sketch. We are still fine-tuning the final design. And the handprints will be put on the railing. This is a schematic design for the future handprints on the railing. Basically, we will use one module and we laser cut the handprint onto the recycled timber. And we will put a small plaque with the name, with a QR code, and a bit of description of the movie stars, which the handprints belong to. With the QR code, actually, the visitor can actually access our website for more detailed information about the stars, like what kind of movie she has participated in. And also, we are trying to get a bit more of experiential experience for the visitor by providing maybe some trailers that, for example, Michelle Yeoh has in one of the movies that she has been participated in. So it will be a more interactive experience for the future visitors. And the statue will find a more spacious location for them. And we design a special base using water elements and water features so that people won't be able to climb on top, which were the concern when our original management started to put in the barricades. So people can still take nice photo of the statues, but they could have they are still very close to the statue, but somehow they won't be able to be blocked by the barricades. So these are the before and after. And also, we suggested to LCSD that in the cafe, when they release it, they should incorporate into the tender document that the cafe has to be movie, arts, and culture related, and they will allow space for displaying iconic movie costumes, sets, and props. And we have revised the mobile card design, and also we have come up with a new design for the kiosk. The mobile card, the one that we showed you last time in 2016, is more like a timber trolley, which is not actually very suitable for Hong Kong's because of the climate and the rain. So we propose a new smaller, a new design with retractable garage doors so that when the garage doors are open, it will provide shades for the visitors and also for the people actually serving the visitors inside the mobile cart. And we will proactively approach different stakeholders for cultural activities. The activity that you saw in these four slides actually are the activities that has been carried out in the Avenue of Stars long time ago. We were approached by these people and just to facilitate them to do all these activities. But in the later on, we will proactively approach them and promote local culture, creativity, and entrepreneurship. Other possibilities that we thought we should take this for deliberation and for review by the members here is, are there any possibility actually to make AOS and the harbour more vibrant? There are two pieces of water which is actually connected to the harbour, but somehow it's enclosed. Nothing happens there in the past 20 years. Can we do something about it? For example, can we do a movable performing stage? Actually, it's very simple. We have studied that technically. It's just like a barge. It's not a reclamation. It's like a boat. It's like a barge. It's like a pontoon. We could tow that in during low tide so that we could do some installation there for exhibition, maybe, for performances, maybe. It's very similar to the yellow duck that we saw a couple of years ago in the Victoria Harbour. And on the other side, maybe we could do something more serene, something that is related to water, such as a very small water fountain. Actually, it could be very multifunctional. It could sync up with the Symphony of Lights. It could be used as a backdrop for people doing lunchboxes along the waterfront during lunchtime. Very, very similar to the one actually being installed in the science park. So these are two of the possibilities that we find we may actually do to enhance the waterfront. A performance stage, temporary water feature, come performance stages. Can they be used for occasional festive celebration? Maybe Chinese New Year, maybe during the reopening of AOS. These are some of the ideas that we have, so we would like the members to give us their support and comments. I only have one more thing today. I will show you a bit of the video that we took 2 days ago. And I think this video actually tells you a bit more about the construction activities that we have. But I want to point out that is we have been actually coordinating with Task Force since 2013. And we have a lot of connecting sections, colliding sections, dialogues and meetings. And we work as a team. And throughout these years, our team have brought up a lot of ideas. Some have been materialized, like SG, Salisbury Garden. Some is being carried out, like what you are seeing right now, the AOS. Unfortunately, some have also been dropped. But again, some have been missed. Today, actually, I would like to bring up a little subject. In the public consultation that we had in 2015, and also the constant reminder from the members, we were asked to strengthen the waterfront connection. I'm coming up today with a possible location for some steps. This may be landing steps, but I think this could be used, can be used at some places where people can step down to connect with the water. But as you've seen, most of the precast structure of AOS has been completed. So where will these steps be? We found a very good location, actually right outside the cafe that we just talked about, the movie cafe that we just talked about. The reason why we think this is a good location is the space is actually quite spacious. The arrival experience, whether is going to the water or coming up from the water, actually is very nice. And you have all these buffer with the cafe at the back for events and activities. And whether these steps will be used for landing steps or just normal steps, I think this will be a good provision for emergency as well. Let's say for event, for evacuation, and for rescue as well. So this is some of the details that we've studied. So technically, we found that this is actually very doable, but the timing will be very, very critical. As I said, we want to reopen the AOS in February 2019. We need all the if we are going for this, we will need all the support today from all the members. The good point about this is I don't need to have all LCSD later on, don't need to close the avenue again in order to do this. And if possible, I would like to install that before the barge is gone. This will actually minimize the public disruption and ensure the safety when the Avenue of Stars are being reopened. Thank you.
Thank you. Before I go on to this important item, I'm very much aware of time. We should finish by 1 a.m. And if you look at the agenda, we do have a lot of important topics, because I think a lot of people have spent a lot of time in coming up with this agenda item. So I want these important items to have sufficient time to be deliberated. So what I would suggest is perhaps we would move item number 5, transforming the Tsim Sha Tsui Star Ferry bus terminus into a piazza, to a future next meeting. And the presenter, as well as Hong Kong IA, has shown their understanding for this arrangement. So if there is no opposition, then I think we'll just move number 5 to a future meeting. Okay, and we'll focus our time on these two important items in front of us, item 3 AOS, as well as the WKCD walkway. Okay, so with that, Paul and PY, please.
Yeah, so if I go start at the back of the presentation, the landing steps.
Sorry, Paul, you are already onto the presentation, right? Okay, yeah. No, because just now I'm trying to clear the agenda.
Oh, yes, fully support.
Yeah, and then I want to give some comments first before inviting members. So all the hands that has been put up are for this agenda item. Good, okay. So let me then...
Connie.
Oh, sorry, Connie is about the moving of the agenda item, right?
No,
then also on this one. Then let's wait for this round, okay? I want to say a few words before I invite members for comment for this agenda item. So I think first of all, I'm very glad about what has happened in Salisbury Garden. We would like to record a vote of thanks to LCSD as well as the New World team. I've heard a lot of good comments, a lot of good experience of people, really well done. If members haven't been to there, but I believe many of them were there at the opening ceremony. Really very good. Thank you. So the next thing is, I think, you know, moving on to AOS, as we all aware, AOS is not a clean slate. It does have its history. And this idea and this scheme of trying to tell the movie story in Hong Kong while revitalizing it, I think is also very important, very good. And specifically, I have 2 points that I want to give comments on before inviting members for comment. Is number one on this wave energy demonstrator. I think there are huge potential there, because in a sense, along our harbour front, there's a lot of different activities for local people, for tourists, but not really for the next generation to groom their love for the harbour, for educational activities related to the harbour. So perhaps, you know, I mean, this is a very good idea that perhaps the team can further explore on and develop this AOS also as a harbour front destination for the younger generation to learn about, you know, wave energy, etc. And then the next point is, I'm also very glad that the team has seriously considered our recommendation of possible landing steps. This actually is this is really a major enormous task that many of the different projects has tried to incorporate, but you know, having encountered a lot of problems with seawall that we have, etc., and with construction already there, it would be difficult to close off and so on. And I would see that if our Harbourfront Commission, you know, one of our good things is we'll be able to give feedback at an early stage, and if we have that foresight, and if the construction is still going on, if we can incorporate that, that would be much easier than to do it afterwards. So this is something that I think we can also focus and to give more feedback on. Because time is limited, and this is about more about the latest progress and this design and so on, I know there would be issues about management, etc., but I would prefer discussion about the management issues to be in the next meeting that AOS come back to us. So now may I invite members for comment, please. Larry has already marked down, so let's take this order. Paul, PY, Connie, Eunice, and then Mr. I, and then we will still have time for some others, okay? Paul, please.
Landing steps, fully support. They should have never been deleted from the plan in the first place, so fully support that. I hope we can do a little bit better than the picture here. And I know you can.
Thank you.
So I hope you can do, I think they can look better than that, and lighting and maybe some shading or whatever, but try to do with it. Other thing is, you asked the questions about water features for those two enclosed areas. Absolutely, art water fountains and all of those things, and movable non-permanent stages, I don't see that there is a problem from a harbourfront, protection of harbourfront ordinance. I think the issue becomes if you start to actually put something permanently there in terms of usable space. So if you put a permanent stage there that sits there for the whole year, I think then you would have then the concern of the protection of the harbour ordinance would come into play, and I would have my concerns about that personality too. So so support on the basis of art, water features, and movable non-permanent stage areas. The refill stations you suggest are going to be refill stations. I hope they're throughout and all along the platform, but I'm not sure you have an indicator where you're going to have them. So if you can suggest that. You know my issue, and you and I spoke about this last week, the crowd control. On 8 May 2017, the police was here, and the police made an enormous presentation on their crowd control issues. They, I would think three of them out of their presentation are extremely relevant. One is the police passage area at the front of the crowd, which is a minimum of 1.2 meters, which they normally create through placement of Mills barriers. I hope we could avoid these Mills barriers, but I think we should indicate exactly where that 1.2 meter would be. The second thing that they have a concern with is elevated platforms. Now, I know your seating are basically elevated platforms that will be nobody will be able to allow to access them, so they will be excluded from the area. And I'm not sure, but I have a feeling that your seating at the back also are elevated platforms that people would stand on, and therefore the police will have to mark them off with Mills barriers. To so I think that that needs more thought. And the third thing that the police has an issue with is a staircase. And I think the staircase that we have at the front of Salisbury Garden with its very large steps, I'm sure the police would consider that a major concern. Now, with the last Chinese New Year, we cancelled the fireworks because of the unfortunate bus incident. And therefore, in the end, the police may not have to put these Mills barriers up. But I'm sure that that staircase is considered a significant crowd control risk. And so I'm concerned that we see a great design, but I'd like to see how this design performs with those crowd control concerns from the police, staircases, elevated platforms, and the passage that's going to be required. My final issue is really one that the community at large has never been informed of, and I will therefore repeat the question again. How much money are you spending, and what are you getting in return? So I think everybody in Hong Kong is still wanting to know what the deal is between New World and the government. And I think that transparency should be provided one way or another. And the longer that wait, the more inappropriate it is. You're spending a large amount of money. Today you've explained how much more money you're being spending because of the piers, and you're going to put in some landing steps and so on. So what's the deal here? I mean, in terms of your control over the site, for how many years, what's the deal here? And I think that the community deserves clarity. I think you've done a fantastic job on Salisbury Garden, getting lots of young talent involved. And I think people love you for that. And they think you've done something different than other developers have done. So I think you have some points. But I think the clarity and transparency on the deal is absent. And I think you owe the community an explanation.
Thank you. PY.
多謝主席。 要麻煩保羅和Andy戴上耳機。不好意思。 首先都是要讚讚這個團隊做了很多功夫，總體來說設計都可喜，可以這麼說，挺好。在給意見之前，我想說我發現有兩樣東西其實這個委員會都可以參考的，不過Jeff不知道，不過他都不需要知道，因為我們首先剛才有一個項目講荃灣海濱，我覺得這個設計有一些設計在荃灣那邊可以參考的，或者委員會時候可以跟他說，譬如那些傢俬，即是怎樣模組式 modular， 怎樣彈性也不是很複雜的，那些設計是很靈活，應該都可以考慮的。還有他那幾種叫 site 那個標準那些環保設計那些，其實政府都應該值得參考。現在講回這個 scheme 本身， 咁即係嗰啲手印咧，其實擺咗喺個地咧，當然啦，其實係唔好嘅，即係我好反對，因為嗰啲坐輪椅嗰啲人咧就屙唔到落去嘛嚇。咁佢而家擺喺個欄杆，咁我唔知佢高度幾多啦。我希望佢都有考慮埋，即係坐輪椅嘅人都相信得嘅，我講過嚇。咁咧就QR code 好嘅 ，QR code 咧佢因為可以多語言啊嘛，即係外國人嚟到咧，咁你可以上網咁啊可以嚇翻譯埋咁樣有聲有畫咁樣。不過仲可唔可以走多一步咧？做埋嗰個 AR， 你知咧捉嗰啲 Pokemon 咧好得意啊！咁即係你可以，你唔使起啲嘢喺樹，你即係幕後嗰個電腦系統啫嘛，整個 app 嚟到啲樹咧，你可能突然間嗰日啊，李小龍走出嚟同你嚇握手啊，同你比武啊咁啊，咁好得意可以，咁可以考慮一下。我唔知幾多錢啊呢、這個，咁我相信做到嘅。咁咧就另外就嗰、那個水體咧，其實做表演都好嘅，不過即係唔知會唔會太 busy， 即係太多嘢啦。咁我諗如果24小時成日都有咧，就真係好 busy。即係如果喺啲適當，譬如節日嗰啲時間咧做咧，應該好嘅。咁不過我唔知嗰個所謂 pontoon 即係嗰啲浮台嗰啲咧，係應該屬於邊個部門，抑或新世界佢去負責？即係如果你要俾啲部門咧，咁你又要預早同佢講啊，唔係即係你推我讓咗之後做唔到。咁至於即係嗰啲接駁啊嗰啲咧，其實都有啲嘢好似唔係太清楚，唔知可唔可以比較詳細啲介紹？即係譬如由地鐵嗰方面，梭士巴厘道嗰邊過嚟，即係點樣去到呢、這個？即係我哋海濱事務委員會好關注就係、是、嗰、那個通達性啊嘛。即係佢嚟到呢度都幾遠嘅，咁我唔希望嗰啲人咧經過嚟到嘅時候咧，唔係好注意到即係嗰啲出入嗰啲 signage 啊，嗰個經驗都、那個體驗都好緊要。即係你唔好要佢入咗商場先至去到啊，咁即係又會俾人話你啦。即係我又唔介意嘅，即係但係有啲人就會話：喂，你即係嚇吸即係做生意啊咁啊，唔係咁好。咁咧就同埋即係都係嗰個所謂界面個 interface 嗰個問題。譬如東邊即係去到未到個咖啡嗰樹咧，即係。咁你做嗰個 deck， 即係一條橋咁，海濱長廊，即係側邊嗰度，即係嗰個界面係點樣嘅設計？好似冇乜詳細即係介紹俾我哋聽，即係希望嗰度都可以做得，即係融合埋一齊咯。咁又係啊，又係呢個啦，就係、是、呢個洲際酒店，咪有條橋仔搭出嚟嘅。咁洲際酒店好似唔係新世界喎。咁將來係咪仲有條咁嘅橋？嗰條橋有冇用咧？係咪一定要咧？如果要咁點樣處理咧？如果行得通咧，其實又幾好嘅，圍住嗰、那個所謂似三角形嗰個水體，如果真係有啲表演咧，咁又好得意嘅。可唔可以介紹下？
多謝 Connie， 跟住 Eunice。
兩樣嘢啦，第一樣就係、是、即係我都了解，因為我都係新啊，咁我都了解，即係已經好長嘅 history 啊，呢個咁嘅 project， 咁亦都唔容易啦，即係行到呢度，咁所以我嘅 comment 都唔會係即係有啲乜嘢去改變啲乜嘢噶啦，咁就都希望呢、這、一個public open space 盡快即係可以開到俾公眾用啦。咁嗰、那個 landing steps 咧係好 support 嘅，即係如果有呢啲咁樣嘅 facilities 而即係嗰個 time frame 係咁緊嘅咧，咁就即係我相信係應該要 support， 同埋呢啲 facilities 係會即係benefit 到個 public 好多嘅。咁就都係講翻 water body 啦，我成日都覺得如果呢啲 water 即係嗰兩個固有嘅 water body， 如果係納入成為成個 public open space 嘅一部分，咁變咗成個 promenade 嗰、那個即係 area 啦，或者成個public recreational space 咧，係增加咗兩三倍。咁所以即係嗰個即係如果係唔影響個 program 嘅情況底下咧，我覺得係應該要再即係 further 諗一諗，即係點樣可以多啲係即係有一個 interaction， 即係個 public 係可以直接有個 interaction， 即係即係用到個 water body 啦。咁頭先睇到嗰、那個proposal 咧，就有一個好大嘅 stage 啊。咁呢啲都係其中一啲 option 嚟嘅，咁我覺得都係即係可以 support， 但係咧就始終即係市民係即係睇啦嚇，變咗係冇一個即係直接嘅親水嘅關係，咁可以咧即係或者係睇一睇即係有冇咁嘅可能性， 咁就同埋即係邊一啲部門要配合，咁我諗都要再 explore 下啦。咁on condition that 係唔影響嘅 overall， 即係開翻俾個公眾用嗰、那個嗰個 time frame 啦嚇。咁我諗我已經咁多啦。
多謝 Eunice， 跟住係Mr. I。
Thank you, Chair. I think, first of all, I would like to congratulate the design team for actually coming up with what I think to be, you know, very innovative, you know, very, very humane and extremely exciting design proposal. So, you know, number one, I strongly support overall design. In fact, I sort of regretted that I didn't get a chance to use the public toilets in Salisbury Park last time when I went to visit. I would definitely make another trip down there just to see the public toilets. In view of time, I would focus my comments on two things. Number one is the landing steps. Absolutely support, very important. I think we should proceed with it immediately because, again, you know, many years ago, you know, in fact, they did have the International Dragon Boat Race in Chimsachoe East. Facilities like these are essential, not just for water sports facilities, but also for, you know, various potentials to use the water space. So I think it's important that, you know, the landing steps be incorporated into this facility. But on top of that, I tend to agree with Paul that, you know, this design looks a bit uninteresting. I'm hoping that the developer could come up with perhaps another design that it's, more in tune, put it this way, with this beautiful, infrastructure in the future. So I would like to recommend that perhaps we should look at, you know, an improvement to design. But absolutely, the landing steps are required for this location. Number two is the floating performance space. Again, those two leftover spaces, I've often thought that it's a shame, you know, to have them there and not used. So the idea of the floating performance area, absolutely, whether it's in terms of, you know, a pontoon or whatever, you know, no problem. But on top of that, you know, let's really make use of it. I heard the presentation, you know, essentially saying, well, we'll use it on you know, rarely or in special occasions. I would like to see it maybe every weekend. You would have some performance there and draw the crowd, and that's what enhanced activities, and, you know, on the waterfront. So absolutely, I support that idea, but, you know, I would see more of that being used rather than less. My last comment, actually, if I may, go back to, you know, a management or maintenance issue. The lawn in Salisbury Park, it's valuable. It is so rare to see that in Hong Kong, particularly urban area. What I would really encourage, you know, I think government to consider is that, you know, let's make sure that it will continue to be available to public to use. I've seen far too many, you know, top, you know, lawn areas in Hong Kong. You start with good intention, then people use it, the grass died, and government say, well, we can't use it anymore. And, you know, this happens a lot, and I'm hoping this time around we would have a proper program to make sure that, you know, this beautiful lawn area will continue to be accessible to the public and not being closed off because all the grass is brown, not green. Thank you.
Mr. I 跟住 Francis Victor， 跟住仲有冇委員想發表意見？因為我諗住咧，今次我哋就 one round， 跟住就 invite comments，OK？Unless、okay? we have， you know， 即係好 immediate 嘅 follow up question。好，Alan， Andy，OK？So、okay? let's follow this order， and then would the team please take our questions and then try to be precise when you reply to us，OK？Mr. I。
好，多謝主席。首先咧，我對於整個嘅設計咧，我係欣賞啊，特別係引入咗好多嘅新嘅元素咧，佢活化咗成個星光大道同尖沙咀嘅海濱。第一個咧，我想問康文署嘅關於梳士巴利道公園。我最近有幾次行呢一個公園咧，我發現佢個草地咧都係全面封閉，嗰、那個屏幕咧亦都係冇開嘅。我試過幾晚都係咁樣。咁我想知道康文署而家管理呢一個公園嗰個處理手法同當時嘅設計係咪出現咗落差呢？特別係頭先嗰個短片同你今日去嘅環境係完全不一樣。第二咧，關於嗰個燈運階梯，我係支持嘅，我希望咧可以喺設計度咧一併去處理呢個問題。第三樣嘢，我期望喺下一次咧，關於嗰個 我唔知係咪叫內海啊，嗰兩個三角形同嗰個海面點樣可以進一步去好好利用呢？因為其實用唔用呢其實都幾嘥。我覺得係咪呢一度可以除咗一啲水景裝置、節慶活動，甚至乎可唔可以去到一啲親水文化，點樣可以透過水呢去同出面嘅海濱呢即係維港咧有一個聯繫喺度，咁對於嗰個遲咗嗰個問題咧，我理解嘅。咁但係咧，我好希望咧相關嘅機構同部門咧係可以諗辦法將佢加快，因為而家嗰個 block 咗成條路，即係如果我哋行咧兜個大圈，咁呢個情況咧已經對市民嚟講咧都有一段長嘅時間，咁所以咧希望咧都可以盡快咧將個工程係完結咗佢。多謝主席。
多謝你 ，Francis。
首先都係好覺得呢個設計非常之好啦，咁就反而即係覺得你擔心我哋荃灣嗰度唔知點算，即係即係好似落差好大，豬肉菜錢咁樣。咁啊，但係講翻呢一度咧，就非常之支持佢哋嘅設計，咁同埋咧就嗰個 landing steps 咧係支持嘅，咁希望仲係喺個設計上咧做得更好一啲啦。如果可以嘅話，唔好淨係一個即係功能性嘅 landing steps 啦，可唔可以做多少少嘢？其實可以，譬如啲船可以泊喺度啊，將來即係嗰啲船唔係一般嘅船，而係嗰啲觀光啊，或者係好似即係有啲有啲 feature 嘅船啦。都可以做到啦，唔係淨係想落人啦。咁另外呢個 water features 呢係非常好嘅 idea， 咁係非常支持嘅。咁當然呢嗰個詳細嘅點樣做呢亦都要考慮，即係唔可以違反好似阿波講唔可以違反嗰、那個ordinance。咁就冇其他嘅意見啦。
主席，我都覺得呢個 design 係非常之 impressive 啦。咁個 landing step 我都係非常支持嘅，但我有一點就想關於嗰個 wave generation 嗰樣嘢咧，就嗰件嘢就當然係好 innovative 啦，擺喺個位置，但我唔知道即係喺成個嗰個 location 會擺喺邊個位置啦。咁同埋就將來嗰個維修保養啊，同埋甚至乎係咪可以擺喺出邊咧？要需要即係邊個部門嘅審批啊？呢樣嘢我即係要係交代一下啦。咁因為就其實咧，好坦白講，我就比較遲入呢個 committee 啦。咁如果我係早啲嘅話咧，可以 raise 就係我覺得應該多少再生能源嘅元素裏面，因為其實 sustainability 已經係有個include 咗喺裏面啦，喺個 design 裏面啦。但係再生能源嘅元素好似就少咗少少咯。除咗呢個 wave generation， 即係因為成個promenade 其實呢個 promenade 係可以用到好多太陽能嘅一個發電嘅一個系統嘅，咁可能而家已經太遲去 incorporate 啦。嚇，
應該都仲有啲係可以做嘅 solar panel 啊嗰啲。好，阿 Ken 唔該 ，Alan
係一個係一個好 visionary 嘅 project， 我都好即係好 congratulate LCSD 同埋新世界我亦都覺得係真係好值得參考，我哋將來即係我哋 commission 會 involve 其他區嘅 project 嘅時候，係就算唔係同一個合作模式，其實係喺個成個思維點樣諗嘢，其實係一個都幾重要咯。咁但係即係值得留意係一個呢個 project 係 involve 咗。好大隊人咧，亦都係 involve 咗好多唔同嘅 consultants 啦。咁當然我重申我對 RHSD 冇任何咩特別嘅偏見，但係我覺得亦都係即係點樣我哋即係 in the future 點樣去 open up 無論係講緊點樣 open up 呢啲唔同嘅 project 嘅 opportunity 俾個業界無論不論係本地嘅設計公司或者係地區海外嘅設計公司去參與，其實呢樣嘢唔係淨係講緊一個行業嘅問題，但係亦都係呢啲咁嘅 ideas， 其實就係喺呢啲 practitioners 嗰度咯。所以我哋即係 in the future 點樣去睇香港成個 harbour front 嗰樣嘢，其實係幾緊要。我咁有一樣嘢我想 bring up 咧，係個。AOS 嗰個主題上嗰個即當然係電影啦，咁但係我見到喺個 presentation 度咧，我見到 大部分嘅 features 其實都係 improve 翻existing 以前有嘅，可能啲雕塑啊、啲手印啊嗰啲咁嘅嘢。咁但係就似乎就見唔到好多新嘅元素去，即係我哋而家2018年咧開得嚟都2019年啦。咁其實香港個電影其實成個行業嘅發展，整個地區其實都變咗好多，即似乎好似都仲係喺度懷念緊以前80年代嗰啲，即洪金寶嗰啲咁樣嘅。咁其實即你見到我哋啲遊客啊各樣，即我冇嘅，我覺得有 nostalgia 好嘅，但係有啲乜嘢係真係講緊我哋香港電影係而家有幾威水咧？可能冇咩咁特別嘅威水啦，但係我呢樣嘢係即係喺個 theme 可能有少少牽強咯，喺呢一方面。最後係 landing step 啦，fully support 啦。咁當然即係香港係長期都係有呢一方面嘅缺少，即係無論係私人遊艇又好，或者係唔同嘅船隻點樣泊埋岸，其實咁多年嚟都係一個 issue， 所以好 welcome 呢樣嘢。
多謝你 ，Alan。我都突然間諗起咧，即係其實有冇周星馳㗎？即係我哋嘅年代，周星馳都係 is a very important movie star。如果冇，真係可以考慮一下。Sorry 啊 ，Ken， 你頭先係咪舉咗手㗎？冇 ，OK 得。咁 Andy please。
Thank you. I'll be brief. I think firstly we should endorse the design. I think New World have made a lot of progress, particularly from the sustainability angle, which is very good to see and should be applauded. The landing steps, the new addition, have my strong support. As Paul said, I think they could do a better design in terms of universal accessibility, amenity, shade and such like. Probably you're just showing a standard Marine Department solution at the moment for expediency, but if there's time it would be good to improve that design, although again I understand why you want to get it in the next 12 months time frame. And finally, talking about time frame, I think probably New World would appreciate if this committee acknowledged, understood the reasons for delay. They've had major problems with additional works and inclement weather. It's very easy to criticise agencies for delay, but I think the reasons are very real here. We should accept them, but just hope that it can be completed as soon as possible by February next year.
Support.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. 而家請團隊簡潔咁樣回應，好嘛？唔該。
多謝主席，多謝委員。我講咗康文署嗰部分嘅，即係一啲比較generic 嘅，跟住我請阿 Jeff 咧喺真正公務嗰度咧就再補充啦。Paul， we do not have under table deals， and the current deal which everyone knows is the contract with New World and with the management company， and it will last till 2024， and they will be responsible for the maintenance and management of AOS， andIn addition to that, LCSD will set up or refine from the current management committee. We'll set up a new committee to oversee the operation and the future, including programming and all issues related to AOS. I think that should be open enough for everybody. And experts in the field, related parties or government departments and your good self will be invited.I mean a representative from HC. 跟住我用廣東話啦，好嘛？關於我哋成日提到嗰、那個crowd control， 即係公眾嗰、那個人流嗰個管制方面咧，其實公眾安全一定都係我哋最高嘅注意嚟嘅。我哋會係將呢個擺到係最重要，而星光大道而家好多嘅設計。我哋亦都係已經考慮到，但我哋冇可能將365日，我哋都成為一個高戒備嘅，會有事發生，要攔曬嘢，唔俾人哋近嗰個海邊嘅情況咧。所以我哋會依照一貫我哋嘅做法咧，我哋同警方係保持緊密合作。每逢有大嘅呢啲咁樣嘅聚集人潮嘅 活動嘅時候咧，我哋必定同佢事先會開會啦，同埋大家每次嘅可能嘅應變嘅方法咧，亦都可能跟住當時嘅環境咧唔同嘅。咁我覺得呢個係行之有效咧，我哋都繼續係咁樣做嘅。剛才亦都有提到咧，有委員話我哋梭士巴利花園點解成日圍住入唔到咧？咁啱呢段時間，因為我哋開幕咧，我哋有少少嘅即係慶祝咁啦，我哋會擺一啲，你哋都見到係一啲art installation 嚟嘅，係我哋本地藝術家嘅一啲作品，只係暫時擺完之後咧，我哋起翻佢啲草咧就擲住咗，咁我哋需要養翻靚啲草，所以我哋係短暫圍住一啲時間咧就去保養翻啲草啦。咁我哋其實喺嚟緊將來咧，我哋係唔會再，我哋盡量會即係因為我哋知道嗰個草地嘅重要性咧，我哋唔會話擺好多呢啲咁樣嘅大件嘅藝術品喺上面嘅。咁啊，請委員放心。剛才亦都提到咧，我哋點樣再優化嗰個電影嗰個元素咧？或者喺暫時嚟講，大家會睇到將來嘅星光大道唔係淨係一個嗱可以休憩啦、可以坐啦、可以行啦，但係我哋亦都係有一啲藝術同埋文化嘅元素咧，希望加入去，甚至將來嘅嗰啲嗰個飲食亭啊，或者嗰啲賣食物嘅車仔或者賣用品嘅車仔，都係用。如果嗰個投標嘅人咧係對文化藝術嗰方面或者係創意嗰度會有一啲唔同嘅諗法咧，佢哋會優先考慮嘅。咁同埋將來其實而家我哋以前喺Starbucks 嗰個位咧，仍然係一個好大嘅可能係餐飲嘅地方嚟嘅。呢個係康文署管理，我哋亦都係我哋嘅投標，我哋將會加入咗咧。如果投標嘅人係會有電影嘅元素嘅，即係個主題呢個地方一定係有電影嘅。甚至我哋喺創新科技方面咧，最近有啲3D 嗰啲裸眼 3D naked eye 嗰啲咁樣嘅 projection 嘅 TV， 我哋係諗緊揾地方咧可以擠入去，因為呢種咁嘅科技咧係可以將 2D 嘅電影咧做到可以 3D 嘅。咁我啲電影資料館好多我哋咁樣嘅元素咧，我希望咁樣係可以加強嗰個咁樣嘅氛圍啦。咁我請阿 Jeff 補充啊，唔該。
二玲，你好似都答曬喎，其實都。咁嗱，我或者我 supplement 啦，其實依張相咧就係兩日前影嘅，個草地其實就已經養翻好噶啦，咁就 ready to 即係 open 翻，即係俾翻 public 用。咁或者我講一講我諗因為時間關係啦，我首先概括地多謝大家。就俾我哋咁多鼓勵，關於 Sorcery Garden 同埋對我哋今次個 proposal 咧有咁正面嘅回應啦。咁我唔逐一多謝，希望大家可以接受依樣嘢。咁我跳到去阿 PY 度先啦，或者嗱嗰、那個 stage 嗰度咧，其實邊個 own 我哋仲未決定，因為 technically 我哋 study 咗嘅，同埋 water feature。但我諗我哋仲要同康文署啊，甚至同海事處或者其他政府部門去傾一傾，點樣做依樣嘢先係最好。咁但係我覺得有大家嘅支持咧，其實依個 process 應該可以快咗好多嘅。咁至於個 interface 嗰度呢，其實就嗰條橋其實 for emergency 嘅，我哋一定要 create 返嗰條橋呢係 for 第時周制嗰個 emergency access 嘅，所以正話你講嗰條橋呢係會繼續起返呢個位置度嘅，如果冇理解錯呢條橋會繼續起返呢個位置度。咁其實呢我哋都睇緊會唔會第時周制嗰度去因為而家佢賣咗俾第二個業主啦，睇下佢會唔會譬如佢可以 open 返俾人入返去，變咗平時個通達性呢係可以多啲。咁呢個等我哋即係做好曬成條橋，我哋再同佢傾，睇下佢個維修嗰陣時個計劃會唔會包含呢樣嘢。signage 嗰度呢，我哋其實成個星光大道同埋 SG 呢都會重新做嗰啲 signage 嘅。interface 另外你話嗰、那個點樣去入去嗰啲位嗰度呢，其實如果容許我好簡單喺度介紹下，其實個地鐵站嘅出口呢就係、是、呢個位置度嚟嘅，東鐵就喺嗰邊。我哋其實之前都嘗試同地鐵啊同埋運輸都傾過有冇方法可以做多一兩個出口，但係事實上呢下面因為已經有條西鐵線喺度，同埋有一個隧道嘅 level 喺度呢，其實再喺呢啲位置度再做啲地下嘅嘢呢係比較困難㗎啦，已經都。咁或者可以提一提，其實當呢、這個隧道入口同埋博洛地鐵道係做嗰陣時呢，其實預咗一條係24小時通道，就算嗰陣時仲係崇光嗰個年代呢，你會發覺有條24小時通道呢係經過個地下出返嚟個花園嗰度嘅。咁嗰個我哋而家就做緊裝修， 咁其實應該喺短期內就嗰條通道都會重新開放翻嘅。咁變咗個 public 其實可以一可以喺度出啦，然之後 through whatever way 去翻個花園，或者經翻原本嗰個隧道位喺翻依度出翻嚟，然之後喺度入翻去花園或者去文化中心其他嘅設施嗰度嚟嘅。Connie， 咁關於親水嗰度咧，我哋會翻去再同團隊了解一下。但係咧，因為依個三角海個位置咧，個水流其實係同出面維港個水流係一樣，都幾波濤洶湧下。That's why 我哋嗰陣時就諗住擺個 wave energy 嗰個 device 落去咧，係會 generate 到啲電出嚟。咁我哋會了解一下，睇下譬如個就住個安全性啊，同埋通達性可以點樣做依樣嘢，因為。好配地，因為之前我哋係冇諗到咁詳細話依個位係可以俾人落去，我哋有啲 concern 嘅嗰陣時係，咁變咗我，但我哋都會翻去了解一下，然之後再 report 翻呢件事。Dr. Matt， 咁廁所度你 anytime 可以去，其實嗰度係好舒服一個地方嚟嘅。咁就landing steps 我多謝你讚即係支持我哋啦。個 stage 嗰度我哋都覺得係嘅，如果你真係做咗個 stage， 其實應該喺唔好淨係即係收埋佢，應該多啲時間可以利用到佢出嚟。咁呢個等我哋再同有關嘅 department 去傾嗰陣時，睇下呢樣嘢可以點樣去 materialize 到啦。咁個 lawn 嘅 accessibility 其實正話都講咗啦，其實而家都盡量開放翻出嚟俾大家去用噶啦。咁我都收到就係 AOS 要 reopen ASAP， 好多會員都有，即係好多 member 都有提到，我哋呢樣嘢係好認真會返去再同建築團隊去考慮。
Thank you， 唔該曬，好多謝大家。
仲有一樣嘢，唔好意思，仲有一樣嘢。
好。
太陽能嗰度，太陽能嗰度其實呢因為我哋嗰陣時做成個 AOS 呢個主力呢係希望 create 返一個 open space。出翻嚟俾大家去用，所以你見我哋咧，其實係大部分嘅空間咧都係 trellis 同埋一啲太同埋一啲 sunbrellas 係 retractable 嘅，咁變咗真係可以做到太陽能板嘅地方其實唔係多，但係成個概念咧，其實如果大家喺高位睇翻落 SG 嗰度咧 ，Salisbury Garden 度咧，因為 Salisbury Garden 係 inherit 咗有扎舊嘅 building 喺度嚟，咁其實每一間 building 上面咧都有太陽能板㗎啦，我哋盡量利用有限嘅地方咧係做咗太陽能板，但係仲有一樣嘢我要提一提，依樣嘢其實我哋喺第時嗰個新嘅 mobile card 度咧，每個 mobile card 上面都會有太陽能板，咁變咗呢希望未必佢可以太陽能可以供應到佢即係自給自足，但係最低限度呢對於環保同埋對太陽能對renewable energy 嗰樣嘢呢都 make 到一個 statement， 我哋希望呢樣嘢係大家可以接受到嘅。就我有冇嘢留意
好 ,ok, 唔該晒。
唔該晒唔該晒。
Very quick,ok,Connie.
我想補充一句嘢啫，我想即係各位委員咧都考慮一下，就係嗰個嗰幾個 water body 咧，如果係去變成一啲親水嘅空間，有 interactive 嘅 activity 咧，成個 space 咧係會 vibrant 啲。同埋咧，因為而家呢個星光大道咧，佢係即係啱啱新有 renovate 啊嘛，咁變咗你如果 include 埋呢一個 water body as part of open space 咧，呢個係將來。成為將來的 collective memory 是這個 layer 加下去的，所以是很 significant 的，希望大家都即考慮一下和支持。
阿波、
yep. Just to follow up on the crowd control, because I don't think that RCSD just gave
Sorry, Paul, I think for the crowd control, we don't have time really to drill into this
I will not want to drill, I just want to point and try to get an answer done after the meeting.
Okay, after the meeting.
The design should accommodate the police passage and the requirements that the police has. It should reduce the need for Mills barriers, because right now they're standing around for weeks and they are really eyesore and an obstruction to people that want to use your LCSD facilities, and you don't clear those Mills barriers quick because you don't put them there. And the usable area, which is during events, how much of the area will like to be usable during events? In the Salisbury Garden, a limited area can be used because the elevation on those front decks is such that police won't want people to use it. So I like to see the usable areas, and they can refine it after the meeting, but I think it should be included in design. So these plastic ones are not going to work.
Thank you. 我呢個咧，我都係想我哋下一次 management 嘅時候直接去即係處理，因為呢樣嘢咧，你真係需要同 police 去做，究竟即係佢哋嘅 priority 點樣去 work out 呢一樣嘢個 meal barrier。但係 Elaine， 你都想快速回應？
快速其實阿坡講緊嗰啲鐵馬係擺咗喺度，好肉酸咧。我哋收到嘅，知道嘅，我哋會收埋佢，我哋唔會抌落海，我哋唔會由佢製造喺度。
多謝 ，good。我諗咧，最緊要而家我哋咧未有一個即係成套即係 management 嘅方案去配合一個咁好嘅 design 嘅時候咧，就係盡量如果有呢啲 event 係需要用到 meal barriers 嘅話，完成咗盡快清走，好嘛？唔該曬，多謝曬呢個團隊，唔該曬。